podcast number 3 on growing in prayer. I'm again reading a chapter from that wonderful little book by Stephen Sheed. I have permission from Stephen M. Matthias Media to share this chapter with you. I'll be reading day 9 to purchase Growing in Prayer and browse the other great Christian resources Matthias Media have produced. Check out matthiasmedia.com.au. Let me read for you. So often our prayers begin with requests for our own needs, and they continue and finish in the same way. Jesus' model prayer is also a list of requests. There's nothing wrong with asking God for things he wants us to. However, the first 3 requests in the Lord's Prayer are not for ourselves. They are for God's concerns. They are not only show that we depend on God, they also lead our minds to delight in God. Beginning our prayers in this way guards us from selfish asking. Today, read and reflect on the 2nd and 3rd requests. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our last podcast, we saw that God is both Father and Holy. This verse reminds us that the God we pray to is the King. He rules over all, and he has set the conditions for us to live in harmony and happiness under his good rule. However, at present, we live in a world that's in rebellion against God. Even in our own lives, we often ignore or blatantly disobey God's will. When we pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done," we are longing for the end point of God's plan to arrive. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10b, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. We are asking for Jesus to return, for evil to be destroyed, for Christ's people to be made perfect and raised in glory in God's eternal kingdom. And yet, God's kingdom is already beginning. Luke chapter 17, verse 20, it grows as people turn to Jesus, as they find new life and new hope in him and commit to living under God's rule. His kingdom grows in us as we seek to live for Jesus. Spend a few minutes asking God to bring his rule into every area of your life, to bring his rule to parts of our world where Jesus is not known, and to bring his final glorious kingdom in Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. As we reflect on God as King, the Bible has some wonderful news. For everyone who trusts in Jesus, God is not just sovereign, he is sovereign for us. He rules by working powerfully in us for our good. He rules by saying yes to our requests in Jesus' name, and acting far more powerfully and abundantly than we expect or realize. Paul says this in Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his great power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Finish by meditating on these verses and turning them into prayer. Use them to praise and thank the King, and also find comfort and assurance. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the 3 meditations this week from this wonderful little book, Growing in Prayer. For those who have persisted and would love to read more, I will direct you to matthiasmedia.com.au. But for the first 5 people to contact me or come and knock on my door, I am happy to give you a copy. If that's you, pick up the phone now or come and knock right now. See you later.